Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Nothing there on the normal. Oh, is there anything?
The same.
The same.
What?
These sounds are from them, right? Because
this.
It comes from the stream, and it's not coming from here.
Okay. Is it actually broken?
Okay, it's not from them, the sound.
It's
from triple. But both of the strings are the same.
Can you speak to...
T'as l'impression que c'est pas ça qu'il faut passer.
C'est sous les deux, sous le phonia et sous le live, c'est ça qui arrive.
Ok, c'est ça qui arrive, c'est bon.
The string from comes from the string.
Ok.
Because they are screaming what we are screaming also. And then it's coming from Jean-Philippe.
Brick film, oder was?
Hello.
Da kannst du nicht normal sprechen?
She didn't know what that means.
Logik aber auch.
What was that? Is that the sound of a dust ball? Don't be afraid. Randalupia. Don't be afraid. I mean, your name is Randalupia, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see, I know your name. We all know your name. All of you, we know your name. All of you. Don't be afraid. Do you see the sea? Do you hear the sea?
Hello,
This is a show from Radio.
Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee.
Aquilo que eu entendo, não sei posso estar errado, que eles ao mostrarem essa discussão, eles querem mostrar que o discutir não leva a nada. Está a perceber? Aquela linguagem, a mesma, fazem para dentro, fazem para dentro, e no fim, não sabe nada. Talvez seja isso. Porque a gente às vezes discute e chegamos ao fim, não chegamos a nada.
Nem sabemos o que é.
Discutimos, exatamente. Às vezes coisas fúteis. Coisas fúteis. Exato.
You know, think.
The watchman let go about the city found me.
Dispatch, please hold.
Earlier that day in a SNF squad patrol meeting...
Your SNF squad assignment this week is to summon your inner dog. While on patrol, be aware of the authority that comes with your uniformed presence. Find a balance between human and dog. Work and play. Let sleeping dogs lie. It's against our genetic makeup to obey rules all the time. So invent new rules and have fun breaking them. It's time to shake things up. If we want to survive, we need to harness the hair of the dog, metaphorically and literally.
Sniff squad.
Yes.
Encourage your suspect to join our Prospect Park lineup in the classic B flyover formation. We got a bird watching class holding on for identification verification.
Meet local poet Roy, recently fired from his position writing scripts for a telemarketing franchise. No longer his cup of tea. An ambitious type A personality, Roy started his own ad agency at age 11, sold the business at age 14, and still holds the reputation around the neighborhood as that kid who started his own ad agency at age 11 and sold it at age 14. Age 16, our soon-to-be poet met Wanda, his first love. Within a year, Wanda stole Roy's best ideas, broke his heart, and made herself a small fortune on the free market. Age 18, now a man, Roy put his anger aside and took up interest in the collection of vintage Culture Jam and Phone Freak magazines. He romanticizes the days when his thinking was free, before even the introduction of free weekend thinking minutes plans. Roy now works part-time for a sparse wage, placing wake-up calls for a small company. He writes his own scripts. He calls them poems. Roy is committed to the idea that someone out there is listening, and he hopes his poems can move minds from rest to unrest.
Oh, hello?
Thank you.
There's a new exhibit at the art gallery. It's going to be a smash, I just know.
The what gallery?
The art gallery. It'll be great.
Art, huh?
Where is the money, Mr. Bourgeois? Because you state that public radio should innovate, but at the same time it must find its own funds to do that. And also you state that public radio is strictly prohibited from upsetting the market, whatever that may mean. To be honest, this feels like hot and cold to me at the same time. And my disillusion is this, that your cabinet's cap on funding seems directionless and aimless, for it is built neither on the pragmatism, on a pragmatism with regard to old listening habits dying hard, nor on the conviction that innovation should be demand and thus market driven.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. Your group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Cha
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 nya
nya
ta
ta
tha
tha
da
da
na
na
za
za
cha
cha
za
za
hua
hua
xia
xia
sa
sa
a
a
ya
ya
ra
ra
la
la
sha
sha
sa
sa
ha
ha
a
a
i
i
u
u
e
e
o
o
ga kan ga nga
ga ka ga nga
ja chan ja nya
ja chan ja nya
da tan da na
da tan da na
wa pa wa ma
wa pa wa ma
za chan za wa
za chan za wa
sha sa a ya
sha sa a ya
ra la sha sa
ra ra sha sa
ha a
ha a
ha a
ha a
nochmal ha a
ha a
Thank you.
Well, this was something of a blot. A smut. Like the illogical boar, I countered everything he knew. But he loved me just the same. As if he'd even met me in my first 12 years. And not kept me in the sluices here on my island. There. Where the water sounds today like it did yesterday and the day I died there. While his eyes were watered by his lesser brook, I transformed in a larger stream by a choir of nodous nymphs. To that, I am now. The epitome of everything he isn't. Like a wise old salmon, she swims the wrong way, unfettering the sway poles and floating the rhymes.
Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta to Yankee, Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Happiness, enthusiasm, dignity, prosperity. This is the color that radiates optimism, stimulates activity, appetite, and encourages socialization.
In the search of other symbolic meanings of the orange color, I realized that the black box is in fact orange. Hence, this concept is directly taken from the aeronautical use of the device that commonly is known as a black box, which records the audio environment within the flight deck of an aircraft, and it's only used for the purpose of investigating an airplane accident. Here, the black box replica has the same purpose, only it is used in a different context. Positioned in Dridenir in the city square Macedonia, it recorded the sounds from its immediate vicinity. Noise, rustle, sounds of footsteps, words, conversations, thoughts. Those are the sounds that should be read as signs when posing the question and giving the answers regarding the fall of society and its lost values, as well as perceiving the human role in that process. This piece does not play on the presumption that the society has already fallen, but uses its means for observation of the society in order to detect its state. November 8, 2007, City Square, Macedonia. The black box was positioned and initialized on November 1, 2007 at 1 p.m. 44 minutes 25 seconds. On November 8 at 4 p.m. 35 minutes and 16 seconds, it was switched off. This transcript represents the last 31 minutes before it switching off.
And
I must say one more thing, though. Yeah. Because it is very, very, very important in Inuit society. Whenever we have a gathering, that we have an elder with us, and of course the adults, but also the children.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very good sign for the wolves that we have an elder with us. It's a blessing, but also for continuation of our spirit, of our visions, and for the future of the people that we have the children with us.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.